I'm Billy Henry of Stardate. Stardate magazine celebrates its 50th anniversary this year, and we'd like to thank our many subscribers for keeping it going. And if you haven't subscribed yet, please check us out at stardate.org. Stardate February 7th. Alpha Lensis is only about a third of the age of the sun, yet the star has already zoomed through the prime phase of life. Now it's nearing the end of its life, and it's letting us know about it. It's the brightest star of the constellation Lynx. That's not necessarily saying much. Lynx is a large constellation, but it's faint. Only a few of its stars are bright enough to see from light-polluted cities or suburbs. In fact, the astronomer who created it in the 1600s called it Lynx because you needed the eyes of one to see it. Alpha Lensis is classified as a red giant. It's about half again the mass of the Sun. Heavier stars age more quickly. Such a star burns through the original hydrogen in its core in a hurry. As the core adjusts to the change, the star's outer layers puff up. Today, Alpha Lensis is more than 50 times the diameter of the Sun. As it got bigger, the star got cooler and redder, making it a red giant. Puffing up also made the star hundreds of times brighter than the Sun. So Alpha Lensis is visible, faintly, even though it's a little more than 200 light-years away. That makes it one of the few stars in this faint constellation that you don't need the eyes of a Lynx to see. Lynx is well up in the east-northeast at nightfall. It's about halfway between the Big Dipper and the Twins of Gemini. But you need nice dark skies to see much. More about the constellation tomorrow. McDonald Observatory offers workshops, guides, and other resources for teachers. Details at mcdonaldobservatory.org. And for the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.